DMDG and the CEO of the board and everybody, you're welcome. My apologies for arriving late. I had some business this morning which was unscheduled and it was very urgent. I had to attend to. My apologies, honorable members. I know you are here on time. But I think we can get on with the business of the day. Just to quickly deal with the apologies, understand the minister will be landing a bit later. She's on a late flight this morning. It's possible she will join us a bit late, or it's possible she might not be able to make it to the meeting. And we also have got an apology from the deputy minister. She called me this morning. She's not feeling well. She wanted to come to the meeting, but she's not well. And the DG, she's attending the South Africa Canada annual consultation in Ottawa, Canada, from the 8th to the 9th of May. Is it called Ottawa or Ottawa or Ottawa? In Canada, yeah. And those are the only apologies. Is there any other apology? Okay, none. I see most members are present, so we are ready to proceed. See a hand here from the company secretary.
Thank you, Chair. There's an apology from Professor Mokoto, board member, and Mr. Lee Motlipadiashi also apologized. And Advocate Derek Block, a board member, also he apologizes to the High Court matter today that was party head.
Okay. Thank you for those. Well, I must say that I had a discussion with the minister yesterday. After we received a letter from the chair of the board, where it was indicated that not all members of the board are available to attend this meeting this morning. I got an indication from the minister that two members of the board are not available. Professor Mokodong and the gentleman who's attending a court matter this morning. So we agreed with the minister that let's allow the meeting to proceed even in the absence of the two members of the board, because as we understand, the majority will be available. So we will then engage with those members who are here today or who are available to attend. We were not aware of Mrs. Padayaki. It might be a late apology, this one.
Chairperson, with your permission, she missed her flight. We had to make late arrangements for flights and then she couldn't make it on time. She has profusely apologized and sent a message to the effect.
Okay, that's that. She missed the flight. She was here the last time. So those are the issues, yeah. So we agree that the meeting will proceed. There is a matter that involves the employee against whom there were some allegations that we dealt with in the past, and there were some outstanding documents that we needed from the board. So our discussion with the minister is that that matter will then discuss it in camera when we come to that specific aspect of the report that we requested, which was a psychometric test. So that is the understanding that we have with the minister, that we'll look at that matter, and when we look at it, it will be in camera, meaning it will be a closed committee meeting because of the confidential nature of that report and the fact that there had to be some consent from the said employee in order for those records to be released. But there was a request that we do that in camera, which I don't have a problem with, unless if there's an objection from the members here. So that's how we'll deal with that matter. But I'm sure that we are ready to proceed to the other issues that are there. I see there's no indication of an objection, so we will deal with that matter in camera or in committee when we come to that specific issue. So yeah, last week I was not around. I did agree that the meetings must proceed, but I'm told that there wasn't any meeting that took place. So, yeah, but we're supposed to solve the colloquium with something. There was supposed to be a colloquium, so the colloquium, I did indicate that I wanted to be around when we deal with those issues. You know that we had agreed we are going to have a colloquium on environmental programs, particularly focusing on the job creation potential of those programs. You know that those programs, that program is the one that attracts the highest funding, a lot of funding on the budget of the department. So we'd like to evaluate the impact that is making on job creation. So I said I felt that I needed to be around, but of course, thought under the bridge, the meeting didn't take place. So, but we are here now. We can proceed with the other matters. I attended an interesting meeting in called General Assembly of the CIC. The CIC is an international association that represents mostly people in the hunting sector. We call it the International Conservation in Nature, something like that. Yeah, I'm misspelling the name now, but yeah, it's called CIC. So we had a quite interesting discussion. There was a very controversial issue which we had agreed. I don't know whether we had agreed, but it's proposed in our program that we need to have a briefing on it, on a captive breeding or hunting of lions bred in captivity, which was one of the controversial issues that arose in that General Assembly. So the CIC has decided to expel one of the organizations in South Africa, two of them actually, that subscribe to captive breeding of lions because they don't agree with that. They hunt hunting or the shooting of lions, which are bred in captivity for ethical reasons that they explained. So I think we'll have to discuss that. Probably might have to convert from having a briefing into a colloquium. Maybe have a full day or 2 days if necessary, because this is one of the controversial issues. It's not only that CIC that expelled and took a stance against canned hunting. It's also another organization called Safari Club International, which is largely based in the US. And we know that the IUCN has also taken a resolution in Hawaii, in Honolulu, in 2016 to ban this type of practice. So South Africa is increasingly being isolated from international organizations on this matter, because it looks like it's the only country that promotes this practice. So we will have a discussion. It's quite an urgent issue which ourselves and the department and all the stakeholders must then come to some kind of an understanding on how we deal with this issue. So I thought I must report to you, honorable members, that this is not the only but one of the many issues that we discussed there, and I thought this one is still current, agent, we must say, just report on it and commit that we'll have a full day or 2 day session on it. So that is that. Back to the issues of the day. We had agreed that we are going to have a discussion with the board as a committee to look at a number of things regarding how the board is operating, how is the board interfacing with management, and generally the effectiveness of the board. And then there are two issues, outstanding issues, that were outstanding from the last time. So we will start with the board matters, and once we are done, we will then ask those who are not supposed to be part of a committee discussion when it's in committee to excuse us, and then we'll deal with the issues about the personnel. The issues that we dealt with in the past, and then we will adjourn. So don't know whether we'll hand over to the chair of the board then to take us through what we have asked to be taken us through. I must say that the last time when the board appeared, we were very unhappy about the absence of the board members. And I'm sure when the chair is taking us through, that is also one of the issues that the chair must talk to, because we did not take kindly that absence and the apology that we got very late about the absence of the board members. This is quite an unusual and extraordinary meeting, I must say, that we decided that the entire board must come here. Remember the last time when we said that, it was when we had to probe the issues regarding the termination of the contract, the early termination of the contract of the then CEO. So it's quite extraordinary. Very crucial for us, this interaction, because of some observations that we've been making over a period of time. So it's quite a very important meeting, Chairperson and the other board members. maybe before you can take us through the report, maybe let's just get a quick round of introduction of those board members who are here. Let's start with yourself.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Swaki Ngomezulu. I am the chairperson of South African Weather Services Board. Good morning, honourable members, honourable chair. My name is Judy Beaumont. Today I'm the acting director general of the Department of Environment. I'm also the departmental representative on the board.
Just a board.
Good morning, chair and the honourable members. My name is Nandi Madiba. I'm the board member at the Weather Services.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the committee. My name is David Lifuso. I'm a member of the board.
Good morning, Chairperson and members. My name is Nick Nichols. I'm a board member and chair of the audit committee.
Okay. And of course, there's a CEO. Don't have to introduce yourself. You are by virtue. So you're not... if you're not the CEO, you're not going to be a board member. Maybe you were going to be, but for now, you are by virtue of being the CEO.
Yes.
Okay. Chair?
Again, thank you very much for the opportunity of being here to come and address our honorable portfolio committees on the issues that they have requested us to address. Firstly, I would like to start by apologizing for the non-attendance of the 20th of April. We did give reasons. Mine was medical. I had just gone for a medical procedure on my head, and I wasn't released to fly for quite a number of days. But each board member had a valid reason, because we also want to heed the call of the portfolio committee whenever we are called. So we would like to apologize profusely to this chairperson and all the members that are here. Thank you. The content for today's discussion is, the first one is the interface between the board and the senior management. The second one is the performance of the board. The last two, it was the information that was requested by the committee when we were here to respond to the allegations, that is the salary structures and adjustment and the psychometric test results, as the chairperson of the board committee has already indicated. I will start with the interface of the board and senior management. The board, as an accounting authority and the controlling body, continues to play its oversight role over the implementation of strategies by the CEO, the executive team, and the staff of South African Weather Service, in line with the provision of Section 49 of the Public Finance Management Act of 1999, as amended, hereinafter referred to as the PFMA. Section 17(1) of the South African Weather Services Act of 2001, as amended, appoints the Chief Executive Officer of SOS as the accounting officer, in spite of the provisions of Section 36 of the PFMA, as amended. A performance agreement is signed with the CEO on annual basis for each financial year. Section 29 of the SOS Act provides that the board may make rules which are not in conflict with the South African Weather Services Act or the regulations for the proper management of the weather services and its interests. In compliance with Section 6F and 1 of the SOS Act, the board must continue to monitor the performance of the weather service and make
adjustment to the conditions of the service of the personnel with due regard to the applicable law legislation and approved a business plan for the weather services annually for the next 3 years and submitted to the Minister for approval. The board, through its committees, continue to enable SOARS to operate effectively and efficiently through consideration and approval of policies submitted by senior managers. In line with the provision of Section CD of the SOARS Act, the board continues to facilitate succession and give guidance in the appointment of senior managers. There are clearly defined reporting lines between the board, CEO, and the executive team, which are in line with the approved organizational structure of SOARS. The delegation of authority policy is utilized by the board and senior management as a means by which the board defines the limits of authority designated to specified position within the South African Weather Services, and to establish threshold on the type of, on the types and amount of transactions that may be approved by staff and or formally established governance structures. To all these, there are attachments to these policies. Oversight activities of the board and its committees are regulated by the charter for the board, strategic committee, Strategic Programs Committee, Human Resources and Remuneration Committee, Audit and Risk Committee. That is the first agenda item, the interface of the board. Now I'm going to address the board performance. The board was appointed for 3-year term, which ends in August 2018. The shareholder compact concluded between the Honorable Minister of DIA and the board outlines the responsibilities of the board. It is attached. Responsibilities of the board and its committees are outlined in the charters and annual work plans. Annually, strategies approved by the board and the key performance deliverables are audited by the Office of the Auditor General. SOARS has not received a qualified audit from AG during the term of office of the board. Bilateral meetings are held between the shareholders and the board for discussion of pertinent matters. The Minister assesses formally in such quarterly meeting based on the shareholders' compact. Based on shareholders' compact, Minister makes formal assessment in quarterly meetings with the board. Board and its committees participate in board and committee performance self-assessment. Board and its committees have overall the term period achieved between 95% to 98% of their output as per the work plan. That is the second item. The third item is on the salaries, which the committee has requested. I will be guided by the chairperson if you want me to go through everything.
No, this one, let's deal with it in the next session.
Okay.
The salaries and the psychometric
checks. Yeah. So this brings me to the end of my presentation on the two items.
So is that all what you,
yes,
you can present?
Yes, sir.
Not even the number of meetings that you held, not even the attendance per individual member of the board in terms of performance, nothing.
No, we thought that that was in the annual report. The annual report is addressing those issues of all the committees and the board attendance, which will be tabled in due course. which is not yet approved.
Okay. You see, Chair, what you have said to us is what is generally known. What is expected to be known by us, that the board was appointed for 3 years, the term of office is coming to an end in August, the board has got committees and so forth and so forth. That's the general knowledge. But when you talk about interface, I thought the board would speak to specific instances of interface between itself and management. When you talk of performance of the board, you must do an evaluation of the board's performance. I understand your term of office is coming to an end in August. So you're almost at the end of your term of office. So we wanted to have an evaluation of your performance as the board. And when you do that, you do the evaluation of individual members, committees attended, the general performance of the board. We know that there are policies that guide the board in doing its work. There is that compact that you've signed with the minister where the minister is evaluating your performance. But those things we know. Those things are known. I don't think there's any member of the committee who doesn't know that. What we want is a specific about the performance of the board, and which is not here. And we can't assume, for instance, about the certain things. So we were expecting to get performance of the board ever since you are appointed, the critical decisions that the board has taken. Every time you've got a board meeting, there are minutes that you take, there are discussions that take place, there are summary of the decisions that you are taking. Why are we not being furnished with that? Why are we not knowing that? What are the critical decisions that the board has undertaken ever since? What are the key milestones about the board? Where is the assessment of the board's performance? Where is that? Is that there too much to ask? Is that really too much to ask for? I mean, I don't know really whether you are confident about this report that you are giving us. 2-page interface or 3-page best performance. 2 pages. 2 pages of slides referring us to the compact, the responsibilities, and the strategies. I don't know whether, didn't you get the script? When you are asked to come and present on the performance, when you are a manager, when you are a leader, what do you start with? You start with your performance in the institution, everything. So if you ask for performance of the board, we want from inception to date, what have you done since you appointed up to date? We have attended meetings, how many meetings? What was the key decisions of the board's meeting since inception up to date? I was expecting you to tabulate year one since appointment. This is the performance of the board. This is what the board has done. Year two, year three, which is the last year this year. This is what you have done. What are the key issues that you dealt with? What are the key decisions that you made? What is your overall assessment of the performance of the institution, and so forth? I don't know. Is there any comment from the members here? Because really, clearly, I don't know.
Sorry, Chair. The performance, the way we understood it, is that there are annual reports that are tabled to this committee. So for the first 2 years, we thought that that would suffice. What we are saying is that the board will be assessed in June. After that assessment, that's when we can give you what you are requiring at the moment. As to the management of the meetings, we are currently busy compiling the annual report, and it has not yet been tabled by the board. It has not been approved. Once approved, we can come here with substantive information that is contained in the annual report. That was our understanding.
But Chair, you don't understand what it means to be asked to present a report on the performance since inception. You don't know what that does that mean. You don't know what is required to give that kind of summary of, not even a summary, and an account of your performance as the board. What is it that you have done since you appointed? Or are you saying that we don't have to ask this question, we can just refer to the past reports? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when we as the board receive invitations, we take them to the shareholders to ask or to agree with her how to answer, what is the committee, because we take it that the minister is a member of this committee. So
the minister is not a member of the committee.
Okay, but the minister is the shareholder.
The minister is in the executive. She's the minister. There is a committee of parliament constituted of myself and its members. There is a minister who's part of the executive. The minister who comes and reports to Parliament through this committee on the activities of the department. So she's not part of the committee.
Thank you for the correction,
yes,
sir. Thank you for that correction. But we did go to the shareholder to ask or to agree with them what can we present to the committee. And the reply that we got from the minister was that he was going to write to you to, because that was her role to answer to this question. She's the one who's supposed to be assessing us as the shareholder. So we don't know the reply, whether she got it or not, but we are here to present what we agreed with the department that we can present. If this is not satisfactory, we can go back and prepare as the chairperson is asking.
So can I just check, test my understanding? You got a request to say we want to give us an account of your performance as the board since inception. And we also want to understand the interface between the board and the management. So you took the request to the minister, and you are saying to us that the minister said, we can't ask that from you. She will then write to us and say, no, I will then do this on behalf of the board.
No, she said that she would write to you. Not that she's preventing us from doing it. She said she was going to write a letter to you so that these matters, the first two, are addressed by her. But having said that, when you called us, we again went to our shareholder to say that we've got this invitation. This is what we are going to present. Is there anything you want us to add? So this was approved by DIA that we can come and present this.
Okay. No, because I thought, I'll give you, Dr. Luyeng, because I wanted to probe this. I thought you said the minister was preventing you from giving us the report. Okay. But then that is clear. So this is what you said to the minister, we're going to present to the committee.
This
and
is
the minister
what
then approved. Okay.
Yeah, approved.
I wanted to understand where does the minister comes in. The minister is stopping you from coming to us and accounting on your activities as the board, or the minister approved your presentation, because they're two different things. The minister approved what you are going to tell us. Yes, so don't drag the minister into the quality of the presentation, because that's what you presented to the minister. And the minister simply agreed with you to say, no, you can go and do that. So that is what I just wanted to deal with, because I was worried that the minister then is mentioned to say, no, the minister says you can't account to the committee. I'm the one who's supposed to account to the committee. But I think it's clarified. The role of the minister was to approve the presentation, but who drafted the presentation, who prepared it, was the board. I think that is what we clarify now. Dr. Lenge.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to everybody. Chairperson, let me first declare my concurrence with your views as it relates to the information that has been given by the chairperson. And we are the chairperson of the board, as chairperson of the board. I mean, at this level, no one expects such a content given to Parliament in this fashion. One, the interface between the board and the senior management, in the spirit of public administration and the constitution, the interaction, how do you operate? What are the issues? What are the decisions that you took on the basis of that interface? That interface is called political administrative dichotomy. That one, it shows exactly the relationship that exists between the doctrine and the phenomenon. Who takes decisions? And in fact, Chairperson, there is a contradiction, but I don't think I have to engage on this one, the delegation of authority between the board and the manager around issues of around issues of limited to specified positions within source and to establish thresholds on operational issues. I mean, that is operational. I don't know at what stage do the board say, okay, unit manager number so and so, you can make a determination on this one. It doesn't even exist there. You start at the level of the CEO. The CEO and the chairperson, it starts there, even before you go to management. When you go to management, you are cascading down to operation. Now, on decision making and operation, those are two different aspects. Chair, the minister approving the presentation of a report of this nature, I think it leaves much to be desired. I don't think a minister can agree for a presentation of this nature. I don't want to bet on the party or on behalf of the minister, but I don't see a minister agreeing that come and tell us something that is known by a lay person in the Rafael Valley, Makai. I think this is high level discussion. This is high level decision making, which I don't believe a minister will be part to this. And I also buy the idea that the chairperson says, no, don't drag in the minister into this quagmire. Because really this is quagmire at this level. The chairperson presenting this, I mean collectively and individually, we need to check, because as a committee meet, we can even ask as to whether this is your report or this is the report of the structure. Because if this is the structure that gives us this kind of a report, then you would say, ah, but if it is yours, so each and every member of the board must be given
yeah.
a chance to say,
maybe we must do that.
Yeah, we need to do that, and then we will be getting answers, in fact, even more than what you were expected to do, because this is really something that does not belong to all of us, including you.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I've noted the hands, the whip will come, and then you'll come, but I take a point that maybe we must just check with the other board members. What is their take on this? Well, I don't know whether it's called a report or it's two pages that we received three on what we've asked for. Does this represent the entire board? Was there a meeting of the board to approve this submission to Parliament today? And just the assessment of, do we really deserve this kind of reporting from the board? Because we got every member of the board here, well, we did have received the apologies, so that we can have this, we can understand from the board. Is this really what you agreed you are going to tell Parliament? That this is the assessment of this, our performance, since we have been appointed? Can I get an indication from the back? Let's start with the chair of the audit committee there.
Chair, I'm not too sure how much detail you want, but certainly this board, over its three-year term, has achieved a certain amount. The organization has gone through some very difficult times. The most important thing from our point of view, especially from a weather science point of view, is the factor of collection of data. And we've had a very specific effort and focus related to radars, which are the main collection of data. And we've had a special program related to that.
Point of order, Chair.
Yeah.
No. Chair, unfortunately, the speaker is not responding to your question. What you need here is an undertaking or a declaration that says, we are part of this, we discussed the contents of this report. Don't get into detail and your understanding of other aspects that have not been dealt with.
The answer is we never had a meeting to discuss this before we came here. Thank you, Chair.
Because had you had a meeting, you're going to factor in what you are reporting as the successes of the board. Because what you are saying should have been in the report as key highlights of this board. So you never had a meeting as the board to approve this. Okay. Can I check... my apologies, I forgot the surname. Mr. Lefuzo, Mr. Lefuzo.
Good morning, again, members, Chairperson. The issue, when we sent the agenda by our company secretary regarding the request by the committee to explain these two matters, we did briefly discuss the issue, however, because of the because the matters that were raised are unclear, we sought to ask the intervention of the department to assist us with regard to how we should respond, because in terms of the interface between board and senior management, in my 46 years of existence, I have never come across a parliament asking for board and senior management interface as a matter for discussion by a portfolio committee. So it was something very new. So I needed guidance. So we tasked. I'm just explaining my own understanding. So we then deliberated.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Chair, I don't understand the speaker now, because I did not want to raise in the beginning, because from the time he was opening the mouth, he did not come to what we wanted. That answer that we wanted, briefly as it was, Chief, are you part and parcel of the adoption and confirmation of this as a report of the board? Did you have a meeting? I want to, going further, your inferences of saying you don't understand why Parliament wants this and that, I'm sure you're undermining Parliament, unfortunately, Mr. Seth. I think you'll have to go back and you, in fact, you have to now withdraw that kind of a statement, and we need to deal with that. You can't talk like that, Chief. I mean, this is the indication, Chairperson, in the past, that's how bureaucrats treated politicians as we are. Maybe in the olden days, there were those who could not lead. We are not that late this time around. You can't undermine Parliament. You can undermine individuals. Well, on board and say, Kayanga, you can undermine me. Not when I am here. You say Parliament discussing management and interface. I mean, Chief, if you know much more than you think Parliament knows, you should write and make a submission. You have a constitutional right that you can make a submission that the Parliament that you have has got no capacity.
Mr. Lewis, I think you have to withdraw the statement. First of all, in your 46 years of existence, you have never been a board member for 46 years. I'm sure you are referring to your age. And you have never had an experience throughout the 46 years. You only had an experience when you became a board member 3 years, 2 years ago. So that is it's undermining. You're basically telling Parliament that we can't ask the questions that you're asking. And we take very strong exception to that. And I agree with Dr. Luyanga that you must withdraw. That's undermining us as parliamentarians, as Parliament. That's been condescending to us. So please withdraw those statements, and please tell us whether you were party of a meeting that adopted this report, and you align yourself with the content, because you consulted, you agree with the contents of the report. Yes.
I align myself with the contents of that report. That's the first thing, and I wish to apologize to Parliament for my views that I've indicated earlier. I wish to withdraw those views.
What views?
Regarding the interface of board and senior management. I withdraw those comments that I made. The contents of the presentation by the chairperson of the board, I 100% fully understand them and back them.
The question is, were you part of the meeting that adopted this report?
The presentation has not been presented to the board.
Okay.
Yes. However, I do 100% agree to what's been written with those shortcomings that needs to be filled up.
Once more, I forgot the surname. You'll have to remind me, help me, madam.
Madiba,
my apologies. What is your take on these questions that you're asking?
Thank you,
Chair. Just pull it to
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members. Let me answer a direct question to say we had not had an opportunity as the board to sit and discuss the presentation. It has been shared via email yesterday for us to have knowledge of what is in the presentation. Otherwise, we could not have time to sit and discuss the presentation. So the answer is there had not been a meeting that we had conducted to discuss it. May I make an appeal, maybe chair and members, if I'm allowed, to say maybe can we be given time to reflect in terms of what is it that we include in the report and given an opportunity to present the report covering the inputs that we're getting from the committee so that it can be of quality and include everything. I think the challenge is the timing. Some of us were away in terms of being able to actually sit around the table and discuss the report. And some of the board members are coming from various provinces. I think maybe if there can be some further time provided, then we can actually work on a better quality report that will include the inputs that are made by the committee so that we can all own up to the report. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right, let's get the comments here. Okay, what is clear is that this is not a board report. It's not a report of a board. It's a report drawn up by, maybe by Mr. Lewuto, because he's the one who's firmly aligning himself with this, and the chairperson, maybe, I don't know, or maybe by management. We don't know who drafted the report.
Okay, can I
please finish and then just indicate if you want to say something. So, let's engage then with these issues just on the way forward, because really what is clear is that the report is not a report of the board. Maybe that's why it does not capture the essence of what we are asking for. So let's get comments, honorable members, and then determine a way forward. You wanted to clarify who drafted the report, okay?
As I indicated, Chair, when I started that, I'm from an operation. So the report, when the invitation came, most of us, as Ms. Madiba has indicated, were not available, which gave the management to come up with a drafting of the report, and then they sent to us.
Okay.
They are correct in saying that it was never discussed to the board, but it was shared to all the board members.
Yesterday, okay, thank you,
Madam
Chair. Yesterday evening, whilst on your way to Parliament, it was shared. Okay.
No, it was shared in April.
I don't like the murmurings here, please. And Judy, you're going to have to behave here. Please, don't give us those murmurings here when we are dealing with the issues. If you don't like something, raise your hand. So don't come with that attitude here. And you like doing it. I've been ignoring it. You are doing it again. You are not setting a good example. You are the DG here. You can't come up with the murmurings when we are raising issues here, when you don't like something. That's a bad attitude. You must stop it. Okay,
the Shadow Deputy or whatever chairperson wants to be first now, must include the proof. But I can allow them if they feel they want to have an input before me. But now you said I should speak and I wanted to have my take.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay, Chair. Firstly, let me just indicate two things before I get to my points, Chair. Chairperson and the board, Parliament can, in most cases, ask information in whatever way. It can come in many formats, or particular extent in terms of detail and so on. It will never be the same. Now, if this time around we want that information to suit a specific purpose, that's how your response should be. It will never be that when you live here, it means for future, this I will look for reports and so on and so on. And I'm making that point because I want to get to certain issues so that we are able to understand. And at this level, yes, at times we may not need a lot of detail because we expect some high-level kind of presentations with a preview so that most of us understand the issues. So it depends to what extent we want that particular information. Now, you should have come here on the 20th of April, in which meeting we felt that meeting would not have served the purpose, and it could not go ahead, meaning that a report by then was supposed to be ready in that meeting. Whether other members were present or not, but they were supposed to come and present a report at that point. And now, to me, Chairperson, it's like there's been an extension of time when we said they must go back and then come this time around. I don't see how this report could have been changed between then and now, because apparently the board was convinced this is a report to give us. In fact, those were the aspects you thought you needed to clarify to this meeting. I don't think we must create an impression that if we met you in April, we would have got a different report, and now it was improved, we are getting a new one. I don't think so. I think the board, in my view, was agreed on this kind of a report. That's how you understood it, perhaps together with your shareholder and so on and so on, that this is what we needed to get. But yes, I would agree with both the previous speakers, the chair and Dr. Luenge, that what you presented, it's more like we're giving an induction sort of, to say this is how we operate. You know, at the beginning of the term, when perhaps it's new members, just to understand what is going to happen and so on and so on. But I missed a meeting myself between the board and the committee wherein these issues that necessitated this report were discussed, informed by some allegations and other things. So I had thought that when a report is presented, you know, if I was not in that meeting, but today, being here, getting this kind of a report, I don't think it was going to be easy to even question the report, because it's telling the obvious. You can't necessarily question it, because it tells you what is supposed to happen. It's a normal thing. So you can't fault the board in that regard. But I suspect that in the meeting that I was not present, there were areas of interest and areas of tension or aspects that the board is confronted with, or the institution generally, which issues or challenges bedeviling that institution were supposed to be clarified or to be taken into the report. And Chair, if perhaps there's something I'm missing, like I'm saying I was not in a particular meeting, you will tell. I want the board, when they leave, to understand what they needed to have covered, because there are areas or issues that I think needed to be there. For instance, if things were going according to how the report is presented to us today, which is a normal thing according to how the policies, the acts, and so on are said, if everything was normal, ideal, what it means is that the institution was not going to be facing difficulties. There was going to be no point at us calling you to present to Parliament this kind of report, because things were going to be going according to this report here. Delegation of authority, policy, and compliance and so on and so on. So everything was going to be normal in the institution. But why there was a need for you to come and present in that meeting firstly, and again this time around, is necessitated by your interaction within the institution. Personalities that are involved and so on and so on, and some aspects that might not have been handled properly. Now, even if the report was not to give everything, although, of course, on the other one, we wanted since inception, you needed to have known that the areas that the committee is interested on are the following aspects and cover them, so that at least they clear those areas where probably we've got suspicions, if it's suspicious or perceptions that things are not going well in the institution. That would have gone to some degree to making the report accepted. So I'm saying, even as you leave, probably those areas may need to be gone into specifically, so that you don't sit on your own and think you understand what we want and come here. And then it's a wasteful expenditure again, even as we are in the meeting. Because you having come in your numbers today does not help us, like it did not help us on the 20th. So we could have avoided this, had those issues been understood very well. Unfortunately, the impression I get as well is that yourselves and Dia seem to have agreed on this aspect, that this is what you needed to give us. And you see, in most cases, when there's a particular inquiry or probe or whatever, my English at times, I may not be very sure of the correct terminology. You'll use it. We have lawyers there as well. Whatever it is. But when there's such an inquiry from us, it's on the basis of certain issues that we want to find out, so which must be covered in your reporting. If you become so economical in terms of how you report, you give us as little information as possible, we have got more reason to even doubt whether you needed to give us information, you know, because of the way you report, when we expected a particular detail on certain aspects. Even if these are correct, but behind, in your operations, behind these phrases or clauses and so on, there's the actual operations which cause problems in the institution. And those are the things we want to understand. Those are the areas I thought, Chair, I needed to clarify that for the report to be acceptable to us, it must clear certain things that were a source of challenges before. Because we don't want the report for the sake of it. Otherwise, this one, even if we received it without you, we wouldn't have issues. We'll just be able to know how you operate and expect you to operate like that until further notice, you know, when there are challenges. But now there are challenges that caused you to come and appear, and you are being caused to appear again on a particular issue. And that, those are the issues you must also focus on to give us a view of what is going on in the institution and why you're facing challenges of a particular nature. Thanks, Chair. If I've not clarified myself, I think...
No, you think you have...
We'll come back, we may have to ask. So, yes.
Okay. No, I think you've been very clear. Honorable Khadem.
Thank you very much, Chair. My colleagues have said a mouthful. Actually, this report was necessitated by certain allegations that were made against the institution or the entity. So there should be no, like, well, we didn't know how to compile this report, because there were specific allegations that were leveled, and we needed a response to those allegations that were leveled against the entity. So it must be clear that we didn't want a general report of the performance of the entity. We wanted specific issues, like the appointment of a certain individual, which I won't mention the name of that individual, as well as the salary disparities that existed in the entity. We wanted clarity on those issues. There was an issue as well on the RADA network. which was highlighted a little bit by the board member. There was also the issue about land development. We wanted clarity on that issue as well as the office accommodation. So there were a number of issues that were raised, and we wanted specific questions. There was also allegations of the interference of the board with the on the administrative side, and interfering with the managing of the entity. We wanted to. That's why the interface between the board and the SINAMI. We wanted to see how do that interface happen in the entity. That would have given us clarity, okay, to see where the problem is. So there were specific questions that were requested or that were posed to the board, and we wanted relevant responses, not just general responses which pertain to the run or to the general running of the entity. So, Chair, I think you need to remind the board what were those questions were, and from there they would give us the proper responses, not just the general information that they're giving us. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Pedder.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm largely covered, so I'm not going to repeat that. I just like to add my weight behind the disappointment, and the word I use is disappointment, extreme disappointment, because we're not being taken seriously yet, Chair. We're not being taken seriously. The board has had since the April meeting to prepare and consult. They haven't even consulted. They fly in at a considerable expense. They haven't even had a chance to meet. There's no excuse for that. We met at 9:30. You could have met at 7:30 this morning. There are Skype, there's phone conferences. There's no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. And, you know, we've had a disappointing ride with you guys. And I say you guys, the board, and the allegations that we dealt with a while back. And there were certain board members in those allegations that names came up. So, you know, a lot of unanswered questions for me and for us as a committee, but I'd just like to say the treatment and the behavior of this board is totally unacceptable.
Obviously this is meant to frustrate the committee. You see how the report has been put to, has been meant to say, let's frustrate them. Obviously we can't leave Parliament and go to the head office, wherever it is, to go and ourselves dig for information. Whatever information that comes to Parliament is the information that is supplied by the board, if we want information from the board. So we can't drive from here, even if we do oversight. We can only go to the boardroom there and ask for information. So what you are doing is really you are frustrating Parliament. You don't want to give us information. You know, the whip was very clear. In fact, that's the point that has slipped my mind. This is not the first interaction. We asked for this information on the 20th of April.
What is the day today?
The 8th of May. So the suggestion that there was supposed to have been a meeting because of time we couldn't meet is just it's really misleading us, so to speak, because we could have had a meeting even to prepare for the submission on the 20th of April. So that meeting never took place. Now we are here, we have been given this information, which is really meant to frustrate. It's not even information here. I mean, remember this, the Source Act was passed by Parliament. So we know what is the responsibilities of the board, what is the responsibilities of the CEO. You don't even have to come and lecture us. You can do it as an orientation pack, like the WIP is saying, for new members of the board, which is what we have done here.
Chair, if I...
Are you interjecting? You want to...
No, I wanted to
ask for clarity.
No, no, let me finish and then we'll get to a clarity after I've spoken. Now, what is clear is that we don't have what we want. And part of my discussion with the minister, the suggestion that the board, this meeting shouldn't take place because not all board members are here, was the consideration about cost. The minister was saying it cost the department and the board a lot of money to fly the board members here. And if not all of them are here and we're not going to proceed, then it would have resulted in some expenditure which is generally fruitless. Now, everybody's here. Not everybody, there are three of them who are not here. But the information we want is not here. So you have just basically complied to come physically here and to come give us nothing. Tell us the things that you know. It's not a very good thing. And you know, I would say that it's deliberate that we're being frustrated like this. It's really deliberate, especially by the source board. Every time we ask for something, we don't get it, we have to probe, we have to insist, we have to do this and that to get the information. Sometimes we don't get all the information. We simply allow the process to proceed because there's not much that we can do. So I'm not sure whether should we say that we need another session. But I think we need to have a serious discussion ourselves as a committee to look into the possibilities of a proper inquiry into this board. Because clearly we have been taken from pillar to post. We are not being respected. I mean, you have Mr. Lewitso here coming to tell us here in Parliament that in his 46 years, in his 46 years of being a board member, I'm sure that's what he meant, he has never received such questions from Parliament. I mean, what attitude is that? What utter contempt of Parliament and its committees is that? To say, no, I've never received something like this. Give me something better. So we just threw it to the minister to say, we can't deal with this thing, so please find out. Now, this is the attitude that is there in this board. Now, maybe the board is saying to us, it was not appointed by us, it was appointed by the minister as per the Source Act, and therefore they can just give us the middle finger. There's nothing we can do to them. Because they were appointed by the minister, they account to the minister, the Parliament cannot do anything. Now let me remind you, any public entity in this country receives money from Parliament. It accounts to Parliament. Even if you are not directly appointed by us as Parliament, but you are still accountable to come to us. And if you give us this attitude, clearly something is going to give between Parliament and yourself as the board. And I can guarantee you it's not going to be us as members of Parliament. We are here, we're elected by the people to come and represent the people here. We're public representatives. We've got all the right to ask the questions that we're asking. And you will respond, you must respond to all these questions. And I can guarantee you that you are going to respond to these questions, no matter what it takes. You are not going to give us this attitude by what type of questions are you asking. You have never come across this type of questions. At the end of the day, we are going to get answers from yourself. And we will engage with the minister. Because it doesn't help anybody for this attitude to continue to prevail. The minister will have to act on this board. Will definitely have to act on this board. But for as long as you are still there, you will come again here to Parliament to come in and give us a full account of the work that you are doing. For as long as the minister has not yet fired you, you will come back here to come and tell us. Now the issue is straight. In between now and the period when your term of office lapses or you are dismissed by the minister, you will come back here. And this is what you are going to answer to as a board. And you must all agree, convene a meeting. You don't have to be physical there. There are teleconferences. There are all sorts of technology that can be utilized to get you to agree on a report. Distribute the report. Have a teleconference, have whatever, discuss the report, request inputs. Come here to the committee with something that all of you, you can own up. We know that you are not full-time members of the board, but there are other means of taking decisions without being physically at one place, all of you. So this is what we are asking of the board once more. We want to get the performance of the board since inception up to now. Give us the account of the decisions that you have taken since you were appointed as the board. From the time that you were appointed up to today. Okay? Per financial year or per calendar year, it doesn't matter how you put it. You have been having meetings once a year or once per quarter or once every 6 months. In those meetings, there are major decisions that you are taking. Give us the summary of those decisions that you are taking in those meetings. Give us the highlights of the major issues that you have had to confront as the board ever since you are appointed. And what has been your response to those issues? Tell us your highlights, the highlights of your performance as the board. Tell us what has been the most contentious issues that you've ever had to deal with, how you dealt with them, what informs the approach that you took in dealing with those issues. Tell us about your interface with management. What characterized that interface? What about this notion that there's excessive interference in the administration of the board, of the organization by the board members? Talk to that issue, please, when you come back. So this is what we want to know by the board. And I'm sure it will address all the requests for clarity seeking that I saw the hands you wanted to ask for. So this is what we want to know by the board. And I'm sure it's not going to take 3 pages to give us this information. Now once more, you are not doing us a favor to compile an information and give to us. You are not doing us a favor at all. Please disabuse yourself of that notion. For as long as you hold these public offices, you will respond to us as public representative. If you don't want to, please just tender your resignation, walk away. If you think that it is not worth it to come to Parliament, you have got an option to resign and pursue your private interest, whatever that you are doing privately. But for as long as you are in this public entity, you'll respond, you'll come to Parliament when you want you to come to Parliament. Unfortunately, if this is what it takes to correct issues there in source, we will want to get you here again. We'll give you the data. We'll also communicate with the minister that this is what the minister can also give us a separate report. If she would want to give us a separate report, we can engage with the minister. It's not a problem of her own independent assessment of your performance, but we would want to get the your performance, your own account of your performance as the board, and we will make an assessment of the performance. We've got all the right, we can do that. Don't even think that anybody is going to stop us from doing it. We will do it. Nobody's going to stop us. Not even whoever who occupies whatever office in this republic is going to stop a committee of parliament from probing into the matters of the entity of a state-owned institution. We will continue to do that. That's our work. That's what we are here for. So we'll continue to do that. So don't even ask the minister. They are asking for this, must I give them or what? Prepare your report, say this is the account of the work that we have done, and the minister will also say, I think separately to the committee, I think these guys are doing a good job, but they are not doing a good job. But we retain our right to come to our own independent conclusion as a committee, based on our interactions with ourselves. So unfortunately, we didn't go deeper into the matters again today, not because of us here as Parliament, but because of the board once more. No serious information given on the activities of the board, nothing. So is there any clarity seeking question? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is not more of a clarity seeking question because I've made notes of the areas that importance in terms of inclusion into the report. But there's a correction that I need to make so that it's not seen as malicious. When I was talking about an email of yesterday, I wasn't saying the report had not been seen by other members, because if the committee can remember, I was abroad when the delegation came here in April. I just want to take that correction so that it's not taken as if I'm saying the board members never had a sight of that report. That is the correction that I wanted to make. Thank you so much.
Okay. Any other clarity? So it's clear what the board needs to do. What information do we need to be given when you come back? So there's just two matters which will be very quick in handling, I suppose. I don't know whether should we postpone these items or must we postpone the items as well, so that we discuss all of them when they come. Is that the view of the committee? Okay. If that's the view, then we will postpone this one and have this discussion when we come back as the board. We're not postponing it because there's not enough information. What we have not been taken through anyway, I can't say there's enough or it's not enough. But we want to discuss it when we come back again. I saw a hand of Mr. Lohu, so I don't know whether to give you an opportunity to speak given what has happened earlier on, but let's allow you to say whatever you want to say.
Just maybe a small correction to what you said. Whether I'm the author of the presentation, I am not, for the record. Just for the record, I'm not the author.
Okay. I thought you would talk to us about your earlier comments, which were very very bad, and we think that they were very arrogant and very mean to the committee. About what is your expectation of what Parliament is supposed to do. But if you don't want to do that, it's okay, Mr. Luhuzo. Maybe that is symptomatic of the attitude that is currently prevalent in the board. But we will deal with that. We will not tire. We will not be unshaken in our resolve to confront the monster of arrogance in this board. We'll never do that. With
Chair, I was just attending to the last issue you were saying, whether we should attend to it or not, particularly about the psychometric testing. The report that is here, in terms of the show, I think it's just an explanation, but my point was that I don't think it's complicated to the extent that it can be drawn the way it is. But I thought if it's something that was not to be given to the public, although I had an issue whether we are a public here, but we're going to discuss it in camera, as you said. But if it's a copy that they wanted to keep, we can then still give them that information for them to carry and keep it with them until further discussions when we learn that. If there's anything that can go out in this report, but in the report as I saw it, there's nothing that may not need to go out beyond the meeting. If I'm not checked well on this documentation, they can say that, and we can then give them back the documents if they want.
Okay. I think the issue was the actual report, which she asked that it must be presented and discussed in camera. So we don't have a copy of the report. I guess it's somewhere here, somebody's saving it. Yeah. So we don't have it in our packages. So they were gonna give us when we're in committee. Yeah. Dr. Liang?
Yeah. Roger, you know, I were to check as to whether that report is part of this. Anything that is part of this, which is not a product of a collective meeting of the board, we can't consider. They must go back and respond to the issues as presented by the committee.
Okay. All right, but the actual report is not here. It's apparently there's a psychiatrist or somebody, was it? Qualified psychiatrist. So there is a qualified psychiatrist in the house who's going to present that report, and at that point the report will then be shared with us. I think this is the last page. I'm reading the last page of the presentation. So I don't know, at the back, do we have support staff? The CEO, are you alone, or do you have other officials from source?
Chairperson, thank you very much. Good morning. I do have Mr. Liolo from HR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
and
alone?
The chief financial officer.
Or to answer the questions about the salary, the CFO.
Yeah.
Because
the shared responsibility. Yeah, there were two questions to which we were going to try and assist.
Because, you see, one of the other ways of avoiding a lot of expenditure is that when we ask for the board, then you only have to come this the CEO and the company secretary. You don't have to bring other people. But I understand that there was an issue around the salary adjustment, which you had then had to have the CFO, and the HR person for the psychometric. I believe there's also a psychiatrist, the qualified one, according to what the report says.
This was, just for clarification, Chetri, this was a precondition which was set by the staff member for the release of the report. I think there was some confusion about the level of detail, because it's a detailed report. Remember, it's a psychometric, there's people answer certain questions, etc. So whether the whether the committee was interested in the final paragraph which summarizes the outputs of each of those, in other words, the summary of the assessment, or whether this was going to be a detailed point-by-point assessment of that report. And so the staff member's request was that if it was going to be a presentation of the full report in all its detail, that then it be presented by a professional, not us, lay people. And
so the arrangements, obviously, that's not what we want.
No.
We are interested in the recommendations of the report, which I later learned yesterday from discussing with the minister that, in fact, that is supposed to be a post-appointment process. It's not something to be considered before appointment in the public service generally. So it does appear that it's some kind of a futile exercise that gets done to comply with whatever that is there in the public service regulation, but it doesn't normally get used. It only is used for personal development or something like that, but it's not a precondition for appointment, how the minister was putting it yesterday. So because we have asked for it, we must have it, but it does appear that it's not that material to determining whether was the person supposed to be appointed because of this or whatever the case may be. But you'll have to explain that formally when we meet with us. So I guess you have made arrangements, CEO, for somebody to present it, just the summary of the report. Or who was going to do it, yourself or the HR?
It was going to be HR.
It was going to be HR. Okay. Okay. So we are agreeing that we are also postponing this for the time when we are meeting again with the board. So my request, CEO, is that don't bring, because our main discussion is with the board, you see. Even if other people are present, other officials, but they are not really going to help that much. For as long as you are here and the board members are here, we will be ready then to engage in a discussion. And then of course Dia as a shareholder will have to be there. I see they are bringing the big guns here. The big lawyer in the department is here as well. Isham. So well, we won't dictate whether you come or you don't come, but the department has to be legally represented in case there's some issues. Okay, I think we're done. We're done, Mr. Lehutso. We are done. I gave you an opportunity. You did not address us on that. So. On what?
Mpafudi made a request that the report should be presented by a health professional, a psychologist or psychiatrist. So I think we need to accede to her request. And I think it would be just fair.
But Mr. Lehutso, please, this is not your meeting. It's not for you to accede or whatever. We are asking the CEO, and the CEO was explaining to the committee. I'm reading here that she wanted a qualified psychiatrist. And the reason why she wanted a qualified psychiatrist is because if we were to deal with the entirety of the report, and it is not our intention to deal with the entirety of the report, we're interested in the recommendations which somebody from HR can make. So the request for a qualified doesn't arise, therefore. You get in and out on this thing, and you remember, Mr. Lehutso, you are very integral to the allegations that we made by the whistleblower. And it worries me that you keep on, it's like you are now representing a said employee when you say she made a request and therefore we must accede to that request. It is very worrying about this constant role that we are playing on this particular matter. If I were you, I was going to keep quiet and not be a shop steward of the said employee, because you were very much implicated in the allegation regarding that appointment, these specific issues, for instance. So we are happy with the explanation that that request was made if we were to go to engage with everything, but we're interested in the recommendation. But besides, what I'm saying is that I've had a discussion with the minister, and the minister's submission, which makes sense to me, is that she herself does not understand why this thing is still being done, because it's not really of serious consequence in terms of the appointment. It doesn't influence the decision to appoint a person. But because we have asked for it, we'll proceed and then have a view, and those things will then have to be formally presented. I don't see it being a difficult process going forward. Now, I think we are done, honorable members. I would like to appeal to the board. Please, Chairperson, you see, you are reputation integrity is on the line here as a chair of this board, because we are the driver. Please take what we are saying seriously and have a discussion with your board members, with your team. Ask for information if you are not able to do that. Ask the CEO to commission whoever the company secretary is here to say, this is what the committee wants. Give us what we want. Don't hold back. Don't say, I can't give you this, I can't give you that. Because if you do that, then you are inviting trouble to yourself. Give us the information, what we want. Let them have an assessment on the basis of what you would have given us. Please, Chairperson, we're asking you as the chair to do this thing that we say we ask you to do. Because we have had a bad experience with the board. I'm sure you are aware of that yourself. So the last time we're giving you this opportunity to do that. And I'm not expecting a response. I'm making an appeal to. I think we're done. Honorable members, if there's anything, let's call it a day. Tomorrow? No? Tomorrow we're dealing with the responses. Maybe we should have taken it today, yet, but we didn't anticipate we were going to get this type of a report. But let's meet tomorrow, deal with the NEMLA bill. I'm sure Mr. Isham will still be here.
Where?
The department's Big Short lawyer. E249, second floor. Let's make it 10, eh? Let's make it 10 so that we don't. Yeah. Just the responses and.